Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. I'm going to comment on what the US House of Representatives decided to do just yesterday. They finally passed that long-delayed aid package for Ukraine about 5 months after it was first proposed, $60 billion US dollars. Now, admittedly, it's got to be voted on by the Senate, but it's a racing certainty they're going to agree. Biden has vowed to sign it the moment it's passed by them. So that's obviously a lifeline that's been thrown to Ukraine. Now, remember where you heard it first. I said that the US Congress would pass it. But where I was wrong is I didn't think it'd be the whole $61 billion. I thought it'd be lower, like $51 billion, $41 billion. That was one of the compromises that might have to come through. Some of it's a loan rather than a grant, a small amount of it. But there are also aid packages for Israel and indeed Taiwan. And one of the ways to get around those was, could you detach them and then vote on them separately? So Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House of Representatives, have been one of the people holding this up. And of course, he's elected by the majority party in the House of Representatives, which is the Republican Party. So a high majority of Democrats voted for this. But in the end, only a minority of Republicans voted for it. Most Republicans were against. But obviously, that minority of Republicans was big enough to get over the line such that it was passed. So that is absolutely crucial for Ukraine. The surprising thing is that they haven't done worse. They've hung on longer. Had this been passed way back in December, Avdiivka wouldn't have fallen so soon. I think it would have fallen by now. And the surprising thing is how well Ukraine has been doing. But, you know, President Volodymyr Zelensky, he was increasingly candid that they couldn't hang on any longer. Behind the scenes saying, if we don't get this and soon, We're gonna lose the war. We're gonna push way back. We're gonna be forced to negotiate and give away Russia a lot of land, restrictions or something, because people have been killed for nothing, because we just don't have the munitions. He has been pleading Western countries, berating Western countries for more air defense. 17 civilians killed in Kyiv a few days ago in one of these missile and drone strikes. And surprising, it's not even worse. So he's got Patriot missile defense batteries. He wants more of them. They cost at least $1 billion a pop, I'm told, and like $1 million per missile to shoot down theirs. As one US military expert said, the thing is to solve this at source, because the Russian missiles are not particularly accurate, very cheap. They don't care if they hit civilians. They're very indiscriminate. And so they can afford to fire so many more of them, and you can't afford that many missiles to shoot them down. You got to solve it at source by destroying whatever's launching these Russian missiles, which is their missile launches sometimes over the border in Russia. Their planes sometimes take off or actually over Russian airspace when they fire their missiles, things like that. The factories that manufacture these things. But of course, Ukraine's Western donors have said, you're not to use the kit we give you to fight in Russia or to fire into Russia. And they could obviously remove that restriction. So Ukraine's back in the game for the moment. But you know, how long is this going to last? There's that $300 billion of Russian government assets frozen in Western countries. They're talking about taking the interest from that. We'll confiscate the whole lot. People say that it's illegality, that would be dubious. But I'm very glad that the US Congress has done this. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the most unhinged and malevolent people in the United States Congress, a Republican who sits for Georgia, and she was saying that Ukraine is anti-Christianity, attacking Christianity. I mean, it's absolutely daft. Completely baseless allegations. Are very dangerous for her to be saying that in a place with a lot of Christian fundamentalists. You know, Ukraine, where there are churches in every town, where they worship all the time, where they have military chaplains. You can see their priests conducting funerals or weddings and so on. Zelensky goes to church sometimes, even though he's from a Jewish background. Just insane and really pernicious to say that. Russia has destroyed a lot of churches and so on, is very much against the Ukrainian autocephalous church. They want to subjugate it to the Moscow Patriarchy and so on. So it's daft to say that. You can be a Christian of any denomination there. It's a really absurd and toxic lie that she's disseminating. So she really is, you know, Putin's mouthpiece in the United States Congress. Well, when the House of Representatives passed this, unsurprisingly, the reaction in Moscow was not positive. So Maria Zakharova, she's this foreign ministry spokeswoman, one of the most loathsome Putinites, an absolutely shameless world-class liar. But anyway, saying that the United States is directly funding terrorist activity, well, that's preposterous, because Ukraine is a sovereign state, has its armed forces lawfully constituted, is certainly allowed to fight in defense of its own territory. So that's not terrorism. Now, that's not to say that no Ukrainian soldier has ever done anything to breach humanitarian law. So it depends what you consider legitimate targets when they attack into Russia. Now, the Russian Federation has attacked all sorts of things in Ukraine, like railways, like dams, like civilian infrastructure, hospitals, clinics, schools, but also energy infrastructure. Now, some of that, the railways, okay, that moves troops and munitions, that might be permissible. It might be also lawful to take out down power stations because the electricity moves the trains and so on. But then you're impacting civilians a lot as well. But for Russia, there's absolutely no holes barred, no legal considerations, no ethical considerations, no regard for humanity whatsoever. But I would like, obviously, the Ukrainians to show some mercy. It's easy for me to be Ruth. I'm not the one in the situation. What if someone, the person I loved most, was deliberately killed by the other side? I might be blind with rage and want to hit back. I can't find the individual who did that. Maybe he's dead. Maybe I never identify him, even if he's alive. But I do know which side has done it. And I'm going to lash out at them, say, you on that side, you're all guilty, not just the individual. And that's the way people think. So, fortunately, I can be a little bit more detached. But yet again, Ukraine just be able to hold on. They're still going to be pushed back this year. It's a question of how much. They control about 600,000 kilometers of their own territory. If they lose 1,000 this year, that'd be a moral victory for them. If they lose 100,000, that's pretty bad. If they lose 200,000, probably lost the war. But nobody's talking about them regaining territory anytime soon, not to 2025, even at the earliest. This is stringing it out. Now, some of the arguments against the war is just simply leveling the playing field. The agony is going to go on. Ukraine can't win. But whilst you think they can, they're going to fight on. They've admitted over 31,000 deaths. The BBC and Media Zona, an independent Russian media outlet, they've proven over 50,000 Russian troops have been killed in this war so far. And Russia hasn't given an estimate since September 2022 when they said it was 6,000. And Media Zone and the BBC, they've looked at social media posts, local newspaper reports about funerals. They've even gone to military cemeteries, see how they've hugely expanded in the past 2 years and 2 months. So that's probably about half of the deaths they've suffered. So Russia suffered way more combat deaths in this conflict in 2 and a bit years than the Soviet Union suffered in Afghanistan in 10 years. Bear in mind, Russia's population today is 140 million. The Soviet population back then was 300 million. So proportionally, it's way, way higher. But Putin is absolutely heartless, is inhumane. He doesn't care about his own people. He's a deeply dishonorable, cruel, bloodthirsty man. And it doesn't bother him one whit if huge numbers of his own people get killed. It's all about egomania. He's a megalomaniac. It's all about land grabbing and imposing his abominable ideology. So a lot of weapon systems going for Ukraine and some $9 billion of economic assistance. These are loans. They're forgivable. I think they're not going to be paid back. But yeah, Ukraine, it was critically short of munitions. So they've got 1,200-kilometer front line to defend. So it was passed actually in the US Congress by quite a lot. Now, Dmitry Peskov, who is Putin's spokesman, he denounced this, and he's saying, oh well, this is just to make profits for United States military manufacturing companies. And all right, they will make profits, but that doesn't make it immoral and so on. And it's just going to cause more Ukrainians to get killed, when it wouldn't cause a single Ukrainian to killed or a single Russian to get killed if Russia hadn't invaded or indeed withdrew now, ended this illegal and unprovoked invasion. Right, anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. So make sure you subscribe, donate on PayPal. So georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.